Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yeah, welcome in, pro wrestling fans, here on a Saturday edition, the weekend edition of Busted Open. You're listening to the podcast, and I am your weekend host, Ryan McKinnell. Got the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, along for the ride. And on this episode, this Thanksgiving episode, well, we talk about the holidays, but we talk about the holidays through the lens of violence as Rhea Ripley and Dominic Mysterio crashed, well, the Mysterio household family Thanksgiving and dragged Rey Mysterio all across his marble floor. We'll talk about what that means for the future of that family dynamic and just what it might mean for Poppy and Rhea going forward. Speaking of drama, we look back to last night on Friday night and AEW Rampage. There was a massive turn, a big shift for one of AEW's young prospects, been around from the beginning, and it seems like he is fed up with his direction and he is taking matter into his own hands. And we'll talk about that on this episode and what it means for the future of one of AEW's original factions. And it wouldn't be a Saturday edition of Busted Open if we didn't give you our weekly winner for the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling. So sit back, relax, and click play. Let's get it going. It's Busted Open on a Saturday. Sweet Jesus, last night on AEW Rampage, Mark Henry. I mean, listen, audio ain't going to do it justice. I hope the Busted Open Nation could feel a little bit and hear a little bit of what happened. But, I mean, Mark, you hear it all the time, right? You had to be there. Well, you had to be there. You were in the building when 10, Dark Order Original, 10, Preston Vance. Snapped, man. Long time coming. It's a man we know. He had his chip on his shoulder. He's been wanting this. He's been wanting to show the world just how dangerous he is. And he showed it at different points. Had big matches with Moxley. Had big matches throughout his run in AEW. But boy, oh boy, an entirely different Preston Vance than we've seen and that you've seen and that you've been around in that locker room as he turned his back on the Dark Order, Evil Uno, and everybody in that entire faction, including the son of Brody Lee, Negative One. Emotions were high. I can't imagine what it was like, behind the scenes backstage when that went down.
Man, you know that I was there up close and personal. Mm-hmm. And, I'm kind of a softy. And it hurt my soul to watch little Brody cry and hold that mask like the world was coming to an end for his little heart, man. And he was on the stage, and they were trying to get him up, and he's a little kid, and they couldn't pick him up. That's how heavy his heart was, that it weighed his body down. And I was just like, golly, man, it was painful to watch. Vance, when he walked up that ramp, at first, I was like, am I going to have to go out there? Because I thought he was going to do something to little Brody the way he was walking. But it was just the intent. What was worse than the physical action was him throwing that mask to little Brody.
The complete disregard for the feeling and the emotions that were tied up in the moment, right?
Yeah, because he didn't just let down the Dark Order, and he didn't just let down little Brody as a fan. He let down Brody Lee.
Yeah.
Like, and the fan base is going to hold that against him. You talk about an outpouring of heat. You wait till he makes his first appearance next week in front of that crowd. You wait until in Indianapolis. You just wait. It's going to be ridiculous. And anybody that's willing to turn their back on that much, I would hope that Rouge realizes that this guy can't be trusted and not to put a lot of stock in him doing what he wants him to do, his biddings, because he is not that guy.
Well, I see why you would say that, but on the flip side of that, Preston Vance, 10, was loyal to the Dark Order for years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know his reasons as why he snapped it. I mean, we got a little bit of a clearer reason, I guess, maybe on social media. There was a little bit of an explanation, but I get what you're saying, right? He just did what he did to the Dark Order. So if you're Roosh and you know, you're everybody that's tied up there with the Butcher and the Blade and that entire faction, I get why you would say that, but clearly he made the jump to them for some reason. So, you know, maybe that relationship is a little bit stronger than you and I might think. We'll find out in the coming weeks and months. But back to the reasons why Preston Vance did what he did. 10 of the Dark Order, turning his back on the Dark Order, demasking Evil Uno, throwing the mask at the feet of Negative One, the son of Brody Lee, right, as he walks to the back. And it just, I mean, again, you talked about the heavy heart. I mean, I think people across the pro wrestling landscape, as they watch that, had a heavy heart. It's undeniable, the emotion that was tied up in that moment. And Vance took to Twitter after a post from Amanda.
What did the bastard say?
The wife of the late Brody Lee, Amanda, took to Twitter last night and said, and tagged Preston and said, "Hey, Preston, I hope you know what you've done. You sold your soul to someone who will abandon you when you're no longer useful. You've let your true family down. Looking back, he made the wrong choice in you." Talking about Brody Lee. That is his wife talking about her late husband, saying, "Looking back, he made the wrong choice in you." Preston, yeah, I know, right? Preston responded, "Say, I know what I've done. I didn't sell my soul. I decided for once to look out for myself. Now it's time to be great and unleash the true potential he always saw in me. Hashtag still handpicked." So this is almost like they both have a deep in love and admiration and respect, obviously, for Brody Lee, right? But they're obviously, Preston's going about his future in a way that Amanda wouldn't like, but Preston feels like it's the way Brody would have appreciated it.
Wow, he hit him with the handpicked.
Yep.
Hashtag handpicked.
Yep.
That's what we doing now? Holy shit.
Well, it's that back and forth, right? She's saying Brody would be disappointed in you, and he's basically coming over to the top and saying you wouldn't know what Brody would like. He didn't say that implicitly, right? But he's kind of coming over the top saying now it's time to be great and unleash the true potential he always saw in me. So he's basically saying he saw this in me. I'm gonna show you how dangerous I am. We're just disagreeing on what Brody would have wanted for me. And yo, listen, Mark. That's an intriguing.
Can you argue with him though?
How could I? I don't. I mean, that's a very personal sort of journey that both of these two people were on. And I'm glad Amanda came out and spoke and had something to say about this. And honestly, Preston's explanation, I mean, it's a dick move. I mean, it's an all-time bad moment for someone who's clearly in a dark place, but when he's saying, "I didn't sell my soul, I decided to look out for myself for once, and now it's time to be great and unleash the true potential he always saw in me," amen. I mean, that's an explanation that I can somewhat get behind, even though it's a shit move.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it like Brody Lee was in the family.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, we all have our crosses to bear. Shit, I mean, the whole Hall of Pain era for me was... There's some things that I regret,
but not like Brody was always, you know, straight and narrow.
Change.
Right.
You know, so I understand if Vance the best way that I can put it is, for all he's doing right now, he better succeed. If he don't succeed, it was all for nothing. And you have to make that mean something. And I think that Vance is obviously willing to put the work in. You can see it.
Of course.
In his development. But Vance needed to venture out on his own. I don't see him being world champion in the Dark Order. So is he right or is he wrong? It's yet to be proven, because nothing has happened yet. This is the first step.
That's great, right? So let's look at it from that. Can you be a champion in the Dark Order, right? Maybe it was the Dark Order that was holding him back. I know Hangman Page was obviously linked to them, and there was a little bit of a synergy
happening. What happened when he left?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
I'll wait, the famous Mark Henry. I'll wait, but you're not wrong, right? Things certainly changed. Listen, I wouldn't hold Preston. I wouldn't hold it against him if in the future we find out that that's one of the things, right? I mean, he basically said, "I'm doing this for me. I'm capitalizing on what I need to do. I'm taking me at the forefront, at the center of everything for once, and I'm finally capitalizing the potential that he, Brody Lee, always saw in me." So this is a something that was clearly brewing for a while, Mark Henry, and it's, again, it's came to a head. It came to a culmination last night on Rampage, and I would imagine it's going to be a story we all need to follow in the coming weeks and months, because, again, the Dark Order's been around since the inception, basically, right? I mean, this is something that the original OG AEW Double or Nothing Evil Uno 2019 here in Las Vegas 3 years ago plus, that was a staple of that initial roster. And obviously Preston came along, and Brody came along as the leader, and so much has happened in between then. And clearly, Mark, so much more is still yet to happen.
Yeah, and you know what, man? I really do think that Preston has the opportunity to not only be a championship caliber wrestler, but one of the guys that could be a fixture as an AEW original. And I'm sure that Tony would love to see another guy become a major player.
Yes.
And homegrown. And when you get these homegrown guys and they're able to go out there and shine, it proves that the developmental system and the business of AEW is strong and worth being a viable commodity on major television. And, you know, Tony's going to give him the opportunity. I guarantee you that.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about homegrown. He is.
Go prove it.
He is a Midwest boy. He's you talked about the Michigan-Ohio State game. I know Preston's going to be locked in on that today, as he is a Michigan kid through and through, right? Michigan man at this point. This is a big weekend for him. And again, this is something that's probably been brewing in the back of his mind for quite some time. And listen, you talked about it, right? Like, his look, the homegrown talent, clearly the man is built for professional wrestling. This is his moment to capitalize, to show everybody just how dangerous, how threatening, and how powerful he can be. And if he's got that championship lineage and pedigree with him, we're going to find out. Because when you do what he did last night on Rampage, when you turn your back on your family, as Amanda said, right, and you leave negative one hanging like that, you've basically, right, you've what's the old Roman sort of the old war tactic, right? You burn everything behind you. You leave everything in the past so no one could follow you. You know what I'm saying? You burn the whatever that imagery that I'm trying to paint, right? You level everything behind you. You burn the life that you once knew, and you have no other option than to go forward with the choices you've made. That's what I feel like Preston Vance did last night on Rampage. He left no other opportunity, no other reality other than the championship.
I feel like he did. And, you know,
scorched
like,
earth. Whatever. Thank you, Susumu. Appreciate you, my guy. Go with scorched earth. That's right. Sure.
for whatever it's worth, that guy's been under a mask all this time. He took that mask off. Man, he's a handsome guy. Like, you know, I think that's going to pay dividends for the female market. I think that he's going to be looked at as a like Paige is. And, you know, you have a bunch of guys that they kind of stay hidden when they're in mask or they're in a group. But when you stand alone and you're out there in front and all the microphones are behind you and you're the lead guy, you can't hide behind nothing. So the mask had to come off. Mm-hmm. And now everybody's going to get to see it. Like, people always say, like, the NFL quarterback thing. They say, why is it that the NFL quarterback guys are handsome and that kind of thing? I think it's an alpha thing. It's a thing that, you know, you want to sell tickets, and you're not going to sell just tickets off talent. Shit, I tell you, I've been a big fan of football my whole life. Never looked at one dude's look and said, oh, man, Jimmy G, handsome guy, he going to win a championship. I've never done it. It was always about the talent.
Right.
But it don't hurt none that if you're a handsome guy, you got opportunities to prove that you had it.
We want to believe
in
pretty people.
That's what Vance is going to get. Vance is going to get an opportunity to put his face into place and show people what his talent is, what his true talent.
I can't wait to see. And again, with going scorched earth, with doing everything that he did last night, you have no other opportunity now but to succeed, right? To capitalize on that. And maybe one day, I don't know, years down the road, maybe Negative One and Amanda and everybody and even the Dark Order will appreciate what he did, and maybe they'll end up being proud of him. But there's a lot of darkness and a lot
Not
of
right
violence,
now.
I would imagine. Huh?
Not right now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey, everyone, it's Howard Bender from the Ante Up Podcast. Every weekday, Adam Ronis and I serve you up the picks, plays, and fantasy information needed to win your bets. You know, this isn't just your average sports betting show, though, for one very good reason. We won't tell you what to do unless we've already done it ourselves. That's right. We put our money where our mouths are, so we're just as invested in each bet as you are. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
When you and your girl go into your house, your dad's house, ain't even your house anymore. That ain't your house. I know you grew up there, but that ain't your house. And you go back there during Thanksgiving dinner and you wipe the floor with your father. Not even that, you're busting pictures. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a violent attack from Dominic Mysterio and Rhea Ripley on the legend, the one and only Rey Mysterio. Not just that, in front of his entire family during Thanksgiving. This is, we've seen some bad at-home attacks. I think most recently, the most recent time that we saw someone pull a home invasion was the one and only Seth Rollins last year when he invaded on Edge and was kicking up his feet at the family home. Here's the difference.
Walking Edge, through the house.
Yeah, yeah. The difference was, right, Edge and the family were not there at the time. And it certainly wasn't the holidays, Mark Henry. God damn.
Wow. I mean, Dominic just took it to another level, man. You don't go to your parents' house during the holidays with family present?
And you know every family might have a Dominic in the family, right? But they don't bring it that.
But and you know that nobody else is going to jump in because that's father-son.
Right.
And you know the father,
that's real experience. Yeah, I was just saying, you're speaking from experience. See, that's that real talk
I'm speaking from experience here.
Just let them handle it.
Just let them handle it, because if you jump in, now you're going to be a part of the problem too.
Yep, and that history lives, and people don't forget. People don't forget. It's important to remember. But, yeah, man, this is one of those I mean, listen, Ray tried to get away. We know this from Dominic. He went to SmackDown. He was like, yo, I can't be on this roster anymore. I can't watch what's happening to my son. He was trying to separate himself. But for whatever reason, I would imagine, like it is a lot in the family dynamics, it's the young buck trying to supplant essentially the patriarch of the family and put his place and make the future what they want it, shape the future as they see fit. And that feels like what's happening with Dominic. And yeah, feels like he's being influenced a little bit by, you know, mommy, a little bit by mommy poppy, a little bit by Rhea Ripley.
It always is, though.
Yeah, especially at the holidays, right?
What is every war? People say every war that's ever been fought was over money. That's not true. Everybody knows what the wars are fought for.
Yep.
Because Dave Chappelle said it best. If it was left up to men, we'll live in a cardboard box. But you can't get the beautiful woman living in a cardboard box. So you got to go and do to the nth level to make yourself a viable commodity. And that's power. Once you achieve power, then everything else falls into place. And all that's done over the approval of a woman. And I feel like Dominic's nose is wide open.
Hey, it's okay, man. I understand, Dominic. If Rhea Ripley wanted me to go and beat up my dad, I mean, I know I just lost him last month, but I'd dig him out of the ground and beat his ass, too. I don't even give a shit.
Like, wow. Come on, man. That's bullshit.
No, I don't think it is, bro. I don't think it is. Rhea Ripley's got something about her. That's poppy. You know what I'm saying? Like, Sorry, wow. Dad. Rest in peace, Pop.
Sorry, Pops.
I'm just saying, man. Women make you do
weird
shit.
I'll discipline him later. After the show, it's going to be some young man.
Can Rhea Ripley discipline me?
There's some conversations to be had. I need to talk to you.
I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
I'm not angry.
But no, to that point, yo, there's doing something and being, you know, leaving your nose wide open and having that influence, you know, over an average woman. But Rhea Ripley ain't an average woman. You know what I'm saying? She's going to be in War Games tonight. She's probably going to get her time with Becky Lynch. It's definitely, you know what I mean? We know what it is with Rhea Ripley. We know how dangerous that woman is. And we know the hold that, you know, yeah, she can put on her opponents. But clearly we're seeing the hold that she can put on the mind of Dominic Mysterio. And wow. Bro, this is great television because we talk about it all the time, especially when Weekly Winner rolls around. And Weekly Winner is coming up in about 20 minutes. Start of hour three, where Mark and I give you the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling, right? But so often I talk, Mark, about how I love my storytelling inside the ring. I'm in-ring centric. I'm match-focused. I like my pro wrestling in the squared circle. But damn it, that don't mean I don't love some Jerry Springer stuff, some, you know, some good old drama, some good old, you know, home invasions. And when it's done right, whether it be, you know, Edge and John Cena or Edge and Seth Rollins or the controversy of Pillman and Austin and all those moments, when it's done right, man, or wrong in the case of Pillman and Austin, it can still be good and it's memorable. And I feel like this is one of those ones, like, you know, if you're of a certain age and you're watching this, and even us, Mark, we'll remember this for years to come. This seemed like a pivotal moment in the career path and the story arc of one Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah, I think this is really good for Dominic, though. Dominic needed experiences outside of his father in order to be somebody special in pro wrestling. He can't get by on Rey Mysterio's dominance forever. And I really do think, man, that in the future, Dominic is going to be the guy that's going to be able to come back after Rey is really seriously done.
Yeah.
And has said, you know what, I'm not going to make any more appearances. I'm really, really done. That's when the real Dominic will arrive. And that's when the Dominic, the Randy Orton-like Dominic, will will be embedded in our brains forever as a professional wrestler. We won't think about Ray no more at that point. And right now, you have to use Ray.
Of course.
Because he's such a dominant figure that Dominic still needs that. And it's coming. This is the best I've ever seen Dominic. Like he is proven.
And you know why? Because he's got Rhea Ripley helping him. He's got Rhea on his side.
He's trying to show.
Hey, behind every strong man, there's a stronger woman, and that is the case with my girl Rhea. Hey, I'm just saying.
Yep. And he's showing out, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the future is like once that happens. Right now, I'm all in. I'm all into this. I'm all for it.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey everyone, Jen Piacenti here, host of Sticks and Stacks, the podcast that brings you the very best action from the world of hockey and baseball. Each week, myself, Sean Drotar, and Nate Lundy will bring you our best picks and talk you through the props, bets, and fantasy advice that can help you become the best fantasy manager in your league, or even just help you win some money. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts, or listen on the SXM app. Free for most subscribers.
It's weekly winter time where myself and the world's strongest man give you the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling. It's weekly winter, Mark Henry, and we're kicking off weekly winter the way we do every single Saturday. We start on Monday by looking at the beginning of the week, and of course, that is Monday Night Raw. And a lot of people didn't like old Johnny Wrestling, Gargano going out there and taking the L to Omos, but I mean, come on, man. Omos is the size of like a skyscraper. Like, you know, it made sense. I didn't have a bigger problem with it as some other folks out there. What'd you think about that match, and what'd you think about Monday?
Man, I want people to get off of this. You know, I'm a booker. I'm a wrestling booker because I'm a wrestling fan. Hey, guys, I appreciate the fact that you have the passion for the pro wrestling game. But I'm not a lawyer, and we have listeners that are lawyers. It don't make me, just because I'm a friend of yours, I've watched you work, it don't make me fucking qualified
because
to go
I've been
and represent somebody in court. Guys that are in the game understand, not just from the standpoint of being an actual wrestler and a storyteller, but as a fan too. And we have our emotions and our ideas of what should work. Johnny Gargano is a hell of a damn worker. He did a great job in representing himself and getting himself over, but also getting almost over. That's what his job is.
We're not supposed
That's
to like
all
almost.
Of our jobs are.
Right, right.
And I thought that was achieved, and it was a badge of honor for how good he did his job. And I hope that almost respects and appreciates what was done for him. That's what it's about.
So we're going over to Tuesday for Monday, NXT, a show, Mark, that I know that you've liked as of recently, as of late, that has been starting to find a little bit more footing in their weekly programming, right? I think they're still pivoting from the end of 2.0 and what we've come to know with that. Obviously, it's Shawn Michaels' ball, and he's running with it. And, yeah, man, we got the NXT North American Championship, little Wesley and Carmelo Hayes, and that wasn't the only show. Obviously, Pretty Deadly, the only championship match, Pretty Deadly, was on there. It was a good show.
It was a good show. The bulk of the props for me is with Wesley and Carmelo Hayes. Both of those dudes are effing amazing, man. And I see big futures for both of them. Wherever they end up in their careers, they're going to be successful. They're just too damn good.
Yeah. What about Ava Rain? What about everything that's happened with the rock star? Do you like what you're seeing?
I think the development process is on the way. She is not the dominant part of that.
No.
Until she gets to the point to where she could be the dominant part of a faction or the dominant wrestler in a faction, I'm going to leave it alone.
All right. So we go from Tuesday into Wednesday. Wednesday had a lot, man. The return of the House of Black, a great video promo from Jungle Boy Jack Perry on their Ricky Starks in the Title Eliminator Tournament final.
Stop right there. You cannot go over the match that Ricky Starks had and not say that you felt like Shawn Michaels was wrestling.
Bro, there was definitely a feeling of that. Yes, that sort of style, that sort of electricity in the ring. Ricky's got it, bro.
Storytelling at its finest. My number one match of the week. Number one match of the week.
I ain't mad
at it. You have got to stop right there. After that match, you know what happened? The entire viewing area.
Oh, that's awesome.
Standing O. That don't happen all the time. I felt like a kid. It reminded me of watching Jose Lothario when I was a kid. If you was at home watching that, you got a treat, because that was the number one match of the week.
Last night on Friday Night SmackDown, the show ended with the War Games Advantage match. Yeah. It left there you with the Brawling Brutes and Kevin Owens with their hands raised high with a questionable, confused, sort of conflicted Sami Zayn on the apron. That's some Triple H storytelling. That is Friday Night SmackDown. We got the World Cup tournament with the matches in it. We've talked about that show now pretty much throughout the entirety of this show, these 3 hours, Mark. So for me, it's down between Friday night and Wednesday night. It's a battle for me between SmackDown and Dynamite. I feel like you might agree with that, but we do have to make a pick. Mark, we say it, right? Throw it out to the legend Ricky Bobby.
If you ain't first,
you're last. So Mark Henry, where's it going to lie on this edition of Weekly Winner here on November 26th, this fine Saturday, this War Games Saturday?
You know what? It was a pretty piece of storytelling on Rampage with the unmasking.
Yeah, that's true. That's a moment.
Vance, and to see little Brody be so emotional and cry made me cry. But like you said, the Wednesday and Friday is going to have to – I'm going to have to go with AEW this week.
Okay.
Ricky Starks. He swayed me because it was a standing O, bro.
Yeah.
And I watched him, and it was like watching 1984, 1988 wrestling.
Yeah.
He sold the he had me.
I can't blame you at all. And listen, it's been about a week, or excuse me, it's been about a month. Sometimes it's felt like it's been about a week since Weekly Winner went to AEW. But no, in this case, it's been about a month since Weekly Winner got a unanimous sweep. But I am going as well with AEW, because, Mark, I've been critical of AEW heading into Full Gear. I felt like a little bit of the storytelling was disjointed. Some of the stuff didn't make as much sense as other pay-per-views as we've headed into those quarterly, annual pay-per-views with AEW. But I felt like, especially on Wednesday night, we got a firmer grip as we head into the coming months and we get on the other side of everything. It felt like AEW was really finding their footing. That was a really well put together Wednesday night filled with moments and matches and promos. And yeah, it was a good week, plenty of good matches, good moments on Friday. Obviously, it led into War Games as we're talking so much about the show today, but I'm giving it to Wednesday night as well. Dynamite, salute to you. Congratulations.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.